The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday, and this afternoon we're examining the latest internet sensation, the ice cream challenge. We welcome in Shelley Palmer, the CEO of the Palmer Group based in New York. Shelley, welcome back to the program. 12 years ago, Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone, which allowed us to have access to all the world's knowledge in the palm of our hand. And yet we are using this mobile internet technology to document the many ways in which we can violate ice cream. Shelley,
yeah.
Explain the ice cream challenge, and is this a real thing, or is this something like the Tide Pod challenge of a couple of years ago, where it was just a couple of people, but then it was blown up into something larger?
So it's hard to know the scope and scale of the ice cream challenge. For those of you who are uninitiated, with hashtag ice cream challenge, a woman walked into a store, and she grabbed a tub of Bluebell ice cream and licked it and put it back. Covered up, you know, so that someone else could buy it. Now, there have been an incredible number of spoof versions of that where people have mocked it and just, you know, done the whole thing and then thrown it in their shopping baskets to go purchase it legally. But there have been enough people doing the evil part where they're just licking the ice cream and putting it back. It's hard to know what the scope and scale of the problem is. But I think this speaks really to what is happening to our society writ large. And I don't want to get too philosophical or professorial here, but in practice, this is beyond disgusting behavior, and it's encouraged because you get an opportunity to be famous for a second, and you do something outrageous, and who are you really harming? And the answer is, this is sort of a reflection of a de-evolution of sort of what is civil and what is not civil. And it's not really a technology issue. It's an anthropology issue and a sociology issue, and truthfully, people who are more versed in those sciences should probably be weighing in on this from a technology standpoint. Social media enables you to publish anything you care to publish, good, bad, or indifferent. And unfortunately, this isn't fake news, which is really sad. I don't know if you've seen one of these in person, but if you just put in hashtag ice cream challenge, one word, obviously, you will be stunned, literally stunned at the amount of Twitter volume and velocity on this particular subject.
Well, the Noon Business Hour producer, Andy Gersher, was kind enough to print out and blow up large pictures of people engaging in the ice cream challenge. And one of them is somebody using a carving knife to carve a pint of ice cream like a roast to get the top layer off. So you could eat your ice cream in peace, knowing that if it was licked, it didn't get to the middle of the pint of ice cream. But you do speak to a larger point, which is, and there have been studies on this that have said that likes and shares on social media do have a profound impact on your brain, and they affect you chemically in the way that certain drugs may affect your brain.
Absolutely.
And people do Absolutely. Change their behavior in order to get that type of engagement, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
That's correct. And truthfully, that's the goal of all social media, to keep you engaged. This is a very engaging Instagram moment or Twitter moment. So look, at the end of the day, I would admonish everyone to heed the warning. There are some stores that are actually, locking their ice cream up the way they lock up razor blades and alcohol and cigarettes. I'm not sure if that's where we're going in our world, but one way or the other, social media addiction is real. The insanity continues. I hope that this doesn't impact the way people think about social media from a regulatory perspective, either positively or negatively. And I think what I hope this would do is inspire some discussion about, really, that many endorphins fire when you get a like? Is this good or bad for us writ large? And what should we be doing with the data that's collected? And let's not conflate the two, right? Let's not make privacy and digital identity part and parcel of this terrible new kind of addiction, which everyone knows is real, because you can sit in a restaurant and you'll see people sitting with each other looking at their phones, not speaking. So you know that something has happened sociologically to us from social media, but it has little or nothing to do with data privacy or identity. And so we have to be careful we don't start regulating things we shouldn't be regulating by accident. That's the big lesson here.
Well, after the show, we'll go to the convenience store and ask the guy for the key to open the ice cream, the ice cream cabinet, because the ice cream challenge allegedly is making life heck for people who want to enjoy ice cream on a nice summer day, which today is. Shelley Palmer, you can follow him on Twitter at Shelley Palmer and at ShelleyPalmer.com. He is the CEO of the Palmer Group based in New York.